Aircheckdownloads.com.
My telephone from Coldcut, listening to Steve Wright yesterday. Another great show from Steve, particularly the bit where it went... And I thought, this is interesting. And there's a huge power surge, and Steve went off the air for a few minutes. So I was sitting there thinking, there's panic in the studio somewhere. And indeed there was. So hopefully no power cuts today. All the computers have blown here at Radio 1. We all operate by computer. No one knows what the heck is going on. 2 minutes past nine. According to my hand-chiseled script. Still to come before 9.30, Britain's number one. We play you Stevie Nicks and Roxy Music as well. We have the very latest on The Breakfast Show National Album Amnesty. And we check today's top stories on the Newsfile with Rod.
With the Newsfile at 10 past to preview the 31st day of May. Plus the latest headlines as we get them. Sybil's weather power surges in.
And I'm going to draw a line straight through the country like this.
Go on.
Yeah, just like that. And above that line, it's quite showery. Below it is quite dry and sunny. That's the weather today. And because I'm here to get you there, I'll have the travel news at 9.25.
In heavy doses.
Which rhymes with halitosis. Adrian John, would you get out of this studio?
I'm sorry.
It's just like your programme, long sort of gaps at the end of records.
I just love Rod McKenzie.
Do you really? Does Rod know about this?
I thought you weren't going to mention that.
Does his wife know about it, more to the point?
No, Sybil, did you know about this?
I didn't know.
Adrian John, it is National Album Amnesty Day today. You can take back any albums that you borrowed from people. Is there anything that springs to mind?
Oh, crikey, albums, yes, it's possible. There was one of nursery rhymes that I borrowed from Simon Bates a bit earlier.
Yeah, but what was the year?
I can't remember what the year was, but there was another one, Health and Fitness. I think Andy Peebles was looking for that the other day. I'll just get that one back.
No, that was Health and Efficiency, wasn't it, he was looking for?
That's right, yes, because we had to cover up the sleeve, I remember. I'll think of some more later, is that okay?
It's nice when you pop in.
Yeah.
We'll get into trouble.
Scotland and Northern Ireland today, quite a cool day with rain almost touching everywhere. And again over the Highlands, we'll see sleet and even some snow. Most of the showers, though, should have exhausted themselves by early afternoon. For England and Wales today, mainly dry, but Northern England will see some rain by this evening. Everywhere else should be dry all day with sunny spells, but it will start to cloud over later in the day. Temperatures today, they go like this. The low is down to 10. The high is up to and touching 16 degrees. The outlook, it's a cold and unsettled weather.
Careful, and you're very lucky if you get that 16 degrees touching you today. It's 9.08 now. Last night I went to see a great band. Now, the reason usually you go and see a band is because you've got all the hits, you know them very well, you can sing along to the songs. But actually, I've never been to see this band before, and I only know a few of the singles, but so many people have come up to me and said, Simon, you have got to go and see this band because they are
see this band.
The future of rock and roll.
Salvation Army Band.
No, not Salvation Army Band. They were, I have to tell you, it was perhaps the most exciting rock performance I've seen in many, many years. They're at the Hammersmith Odeon in London. The lead singer, Michael Stipe, is a complete and utter idiot, but a brilliant performer. The band are R.E.M. AirCheckDownloads.com.